Today we're building an advanced Raga cut mastering session in Ableton Live 12, designed to give a drum and bass track that warm tape style grit without wrecking the punch, the low end, or the stereo image. This is not about making the master sound obviously lo-fi. We're aiming for something more musical than that. Think smoky, slightly worn, a little dangerous, but still clean enough to hit hard on a proper system. The goal is that old school Raga and jungle energy with modern control. Before we touch any processing, let's set up properly. The biggest mastering mistake is trying to rescue a weak mix in the master chain. Don't do that. The master chain should enhance a solid balance, not fix a broken one. So start with a bounce or export of your mix that has about 6 dB of peak headroom. Keep your production session master clean, and bring the mix into a fresh Ableton Live 12 session for mastering. You want a simple layout. One audio track for the mixdown, one return track if you're going to build parallel grit, and then the processing chain on the master. First up, put utility at the front of the master chain. This is all about gain staging. Keep the gain at 0 dB to start, and leave the width at 100%. Use mono only as a check, not as part of the sound. If the mix is hitting the chain too hot, trim it here before anything else. Tape style processing behaves much better when it's fed a controlled signal. If you slam everything too hard right away, the result gets brittle instead of warm. Next, at EQ8, right now, we're not trying to make it exciting. We're cleaning up the spectrum. If there's sub-rumble, put a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz. If the mix feels cloudy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If the Raga vocals, snares, or hats are harsh, try a gentle dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. And if the top end is too crispy, a tiny shelf cut around 10 to 14 kHz can help. Keep these moves small. In mastering, less is usually more. A move of half a dB to 2 dB is often enough. And remember, drum and bass often needs that body in the low mids, especially if you want the break and bass to feel alive. Now we bring in glue compressor. This is one of the best stock devices for getting that tight, glued, dance floor feel. Set the ratio to 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto and turn soft clip on. Then lower the threshold, until you're getting around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest peaks. That's the sweet spot for glue without flattening the whole track. If the break feels too spiky, you can go a little faster on the attack, maybe down to 3 to 10 milliseconds, but don't overdo it. You still want the snare to crack. In Raga drum and bass, the compressor should make the track feel like one performance, not like a bunch of separate parts fighting each other. Now for the heart of the sound, saturator. This is where the take style warmth really starts to appear. Turn soft clip on, start with drive around 1.5 to 3.5 dB, and compensate with output so the level stays matched. If needed, use the tone shaping options subtly, but don't get carried away. What you're listening for is thicker mids, smoother transient edges, and richer harmonics on the snare, the vocal chops, and the bass texture. You do not want obvious distortion. If your bass line is really heavy or mid-range forward, saturator can make it feel bigger without just making it louder. That's important. A lot of people confuse loud with good. Always a slash B at matched loudness so you hear the actual tonal change, not just the volume jump. After that, add drum bus. Even though it says drum bus, it can work brilliantly on a DNB master if you use it carefully. This device can add density, transient control, grit, and a little tape-like compression character. Start with drive around 2 to 8%, crunch very low or off, boom around 0 to 10% if you need it, and set the boom frequency somewhere around 50 to 70 Hz if necessary. If the master feels too clicky, ease the transients down a little. And if the top gets fizzy, use damp to smooth it out. The key here is restraint. Don't treat drum bus like a wild effect. Treat it like a tone box. It's great for making Raga vocals feel worn in, giving snares more body, and adding attitude to a clean break. But if the kick and sub start pumping weirdly, back off immediately. On a full master, a little goes a long way. Now for a more advanced move, parallel grit. Instead of overcooking the main master chain, create a return track and name it something like Grit CUT. Build a parallel chain on that return with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and then a final EQ or filter to band limit it. For the EQ at the front, high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps the sub clean and focuses the return on mid-range attitude. Then drive the saturator harder, maybe 5 to 10 dB, with soft clip on. Follow that with drum bus. pushing drive more aggressively if needed and adding just enough crunch to create character. This return should stay tucked low in the mix. Its job is not to become obvious. Its job is to add that dubplate edge, make the vocals cut like a toaster on a sound system, and give the snares and breaks a bit of extra smoke. If you're mastering a stereo bounce, you can't literally send from the master in the same way as a mix bus, so this kind of parallel processing works best earlier in the chain or through a pre-master setup before export. Last in the chain, at limiter, set the ceiling around -1 dB, or maybe -0.8 dB if you know exactly what you're doing. Then push the input only as far as needed to reach your target loudness. Don't let the limiter do all the work. If it's crushing the life out of the track, the punch and stereo depth will disappear. For drum and bass, loudness depends on the style. A rolling tune might sit around -8 to -6 LUFS integrated. A darker, more dynamic jungle tune often feels better around -10 to -8 LUFS. Don't chase a number blindly, though. The real question is whether the track still feels alive. A Raga Cut Master can hit hard even if it's a little less loud, as long as the mid-range weight and transient shape are right. At this point, compare your master against a reference. Pull in one or two tracks that live in the same world, maybe old jungle dubplates, Raga Rollers, or modern dark DNB with warm top-end control. Match the levels using utility so you're not fooled by volume. Then listen for sub-weight, snare density, vocal presence, top-end brightness, stereo width, and overall loudness perception. You're aiming for gritty, but not fuzzy. Warm, but not dull. Loud, but not brittle. Compressed, but still moving. That balance is the whole game. A big advanced tip here is to think about the arrangement, even during mastering. If the tune has a dry intro, a big drop, vocal callouts, and bass switch-ups, your chain should preserve that contrast. Don't squeeze the intro into the same density as the drop. Let the drop carry the full weight of the saturation, compression, and grit. If the sections varied a lot, you might even automate small utility gain changes into the chain or print different versions for different parts of the tune. A few common mistakes are worth calling out. First, oversaturating the master. Too much saturator or drum bus turns warmth into fuzz, and then the snare loses crack while the bass goes cloudy. Second, ignoring the low end. Tape style processing can smear the sub even if the meters look fine, so always listen carefully to how the kick starts and stops. Third, compressing too fast. An overly quick attack on glue compressor can flatten the whole DNB feel. You want glue, not a dead mattress. Fourth, making the track brighter just because the saturation darkened it. Fix the amount of saturation first before reaching for more treble. And fifth, not matching levels when comparing. That one catches everybody. For darker, heavier DNB, there are a few pro moves that really help. Keep the sub clean and distort the mids, if you can. Separate the low end from the rest and only give the upper bass and low mids more character. Use parallel grit instead of abusing the main chain. Roll off unnecessary ultra highs if the track starts to sound too sharp. A small shelf cut or gentle low pass above 16 kHz can make the whole master feel more like tape. And always check the low end in mono. If the bass collapses badly, fix the mix, not the mastering. Here's a good practice exercise. Make two masters of the same track. One is a clean club version with just utility, EQ8, glue compressor, and limiter. The other is your warm Raga Cut version with utility, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, drum bus, and limiter. Use a reference on both, match the loudness, and compare which version feels more dubplate, which one keeps the snare attack better, and which one translates better on small speakers. Ask yourself if the Raga Cut version feels warmer without losing clarity, if the bass still hits, and if the break still breathes. If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. So to wrap it up, the chain is simple, but the thinking behind it is important. Utility for gain staging, EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for cohesion, saturator for warm harmonics, drum bus for controlled grime, and limiter for final level. The mindset is even more important than the devices. Shape tone first, add character second, and let the limiter only catch the peaks. If you get that balance right, you'll end up with that Raga Cut energy, heavy, smoky, vintage leaning, and made for the dance floor.